Weekend Breakfast with Stacey Norman, East Coast Radio.
And now I get to do the good stuff. Literally, it's Neil Green with the good news. Good
morning. What's up, Stacey?
How are you?
I'm splendid, man. Your side?
I'm good.
I can hear that.
Yeah, no.
Second day of Weekend Breakfast.
Listen, my friend, hey, the coffee has kicked in. Let's do this. What you got? What you got this week?
All right, so you've heard this Facebook ad. Was it on your show last week?
Yes. The one where Facebook is like, listen, guys, you need to double check your fake news and all that stuff. That one.
Yes. Now, for me, that isn't just good news. Like, that's the best news, right? Because fake news is wild out here. Are you watching this Advocate Barry Roux thing play out on Twitter?
I know, it's very dramatic. It's kind of like, it's like Days of Our Lives, but for millennials.
Like, I know.
Yeah.
Because now we're stuck in this whole issue of fake news versus doesn't matter who your source is, if the news is true.
Mm.
And I don't know. Like, especially now in the election year, so many things are being shared and shared irresponsibly. You
yes.
know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, totally. Okay, so why do you think it is exactly then, Mr. Neil Green, that Facebook is telling us that we mustn't trust all these stories?
Well, see, they got into some hot water about letting propaganda go out on their platform. Mm. And I feel like they're just trying to be responsible, yeah, and not get themselves involved.
Okay, all right. Okay, well, you know what, fair enough. Like, okay, go Mark Zuckerberg, go. We're also going to do our parcha. So the good news says, KZN, this is official now. The good news says, please double check all your news first before you forward and share on the off chance that you give your auntie a heart attack. Hey, like, please, don't stress out your aunties, guys. Don't do it.
Well, we have enough real news and enough good news, as it is, Stacey. The baby that got found this week, the baby's healthy. Adoption offers are flowing in.
Mm.
There's a royal baby coming later, and you know, coming up soon. The fuel price is going down. There's a new Ghostbusters movie.
Ooh, our cups overfloweth. They overfloweth on the Sunday. Yes.
And you know, I look for the good news, and I love when I come across a special report, Stacey. You know, the one is spread out over like 5 weeks and all that. And this week they did one on daughter.
Mm.
So much weird information. And one of the weirdest was that they interviewed a lady that uses 30 megabytes of data a month.
Wait, no, stop now. Hold on, wait.
Yeah.
Did you say 30 meg? Like, as in megabytes? Like,
no.
No, clearly this woman does not have a phone, okay? Like, I mean, you get voice notes from me all the time, Neil. So, like, that's like one voice note from me, at least.
Maybe two. You could figure it out over maybe two. I've heard your voice notes.
But how? How is that possible?
She must be killing the SMS bundles. I don't know. But that wasn't even the weirdest part of the whole thing, right? Because this whole big focus was on out-of-bundle data usage and how expensive that is. Now, but let me ask you, Stacey, are you a contract or a prepaid user?
I am a prepaid user. No, listen, I'm prepaid all the way. I don't like surprises, Neil. I don't like surprises. That's why.
No, I'm saying, like, both are valid, right? But let me ask you, listen. They give you an example where they're saying, yo, if you know when you load your airtime, right?
Yeah.
And then you convert it to data.
Mm.
They're saying that the rate now, if you clear the bundle and you just start using your airtime wild, it can go to 21,000 rand for 20 gigs out of
what?
And the report is crying about how unfair it is. But like, how is that happening to you? Like, if you put your airtime and the airtime gets finished, like, you would notice that, right?
Yeah, but also, like, if you're on contract, then I suppose you would only know that when the bill came, you see? So, like, and all you need, Neil, is one envelope, and you open it, hey? Because now you're very adult, because you got a contract, right? And then you're like, 20,000 rand, and then you will never make that mistake again. You're on the phone, you're like, yo, Vodacom, can we have a conversation, please?
Immediately, you know what I'm saying. But I suppose that's rich people's love.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, 220 grand bills. Oh, never, man.
No, and for what? Just so that I can send Neil Green voice notes when I could just talk to him live on the radio like this every single Sunday. See, now I'm just saving my airtime. I'm switching my daughter off here now. Flight mode,
yeah,
buzz.
I think you send me 20 grand worth of voice notes.
It's true. Thank you very much, Neil Green. As is per the usual, you come bearing only good news, and we love you for that.
Thank you so much.
And obviously later on, what's happening on the show? A young throw forward?
I'm interviewing a dance group, like a little. I'm so excited about it. And then we're talking about fake news. Actually, we're talking about carcinogens and the fear culture around what they tell us. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, listen, I mean, if you wanna listen in to Neil Green learning how to dance, I'm sure there'll be a social media feed as well. Have a beautiful show later between 2 and 6. And thank you so much for this.
Thank you for letting me bring this good news, Stacey. I'm out.
Bye.
Weekend Breakfast with Stacey Norman, East Coast Radio.